cry.
Welcome to the 716 Rocks Podcast. Welcome to the weekly installment of Man Crush Moments of the Week.
Man Crush.
We nominate them. You guys vote. We'll make the nominations, post the pictures up on Facebook and Twitter. The picture with the most likes, shares, retweets, favorites even, comments, what the heck, is going to win. So, tell you what, guys, let's get it rolling. All right, Grizzle, what do you got for us this week?
Well, this week I'm going with the obvious choice. None other than Peyton Manning.
Omaha!
I mean,
dude!
The dude just broke the all-time record for touchdown passes thrown.
Man. Big, hairy American winning machine.
Dude. The dude is a beast. Awesome. He's pushing 40 and making defenses look silly.
How does he do it?
Four touchdowns, he gets to sit the bench in the fourth quarter and just take it easy. That's impressive
That's
to me.
Life.
But, you know, there's this thing my old coach used to say. He had this phrase called a multiplier. And he said it was somebody who they made everybody around them better.
Mm.
You look at Peyton Manning, he makes every single guy in that organization better because of who he is and what he does.
Absolutely.
So we're going with Peyton Manning, hashtag multiplier, hashtag Omaha,
two
baby.
Hashtags.
Omaha.
Two hashtags.
Listen, I don't know what the deal is with Omaha. I mean, maybe he's got a love crush on Omaha, because I don't know why, but...
I had a thought. Maybe it's the inflection of his voice. Omaha. Omaha. Omaha.
Omaha.
All right, man.
Anyways, Peyton Manning, man crush.
That's a
I love you, Peyton.
Redbeards, what do you got for us, big man?
All right, I was told today that his nickname is Mr. Big Stuff.
Oh.
None Mr. other big than Stuff. Our very own Marcell Dareus.
Who do you think you
and
are?
And I guess, you know, I guess a guy
Stuff?
At 6'3" and 331 pounds justifies
wow.
Mr. Big Stuff.
He moves
right?
very quickly for being that big.
He does move very quickly for being that large of a man. So here's the deal. Marcell Dareus, at this point in the season, is ranked first in team sacks with 7 sacks on the season. He's 1.5 sacks ahead of both Super Mario Williams and Jerry Hughes.
Wow.
He's also tied for 6th number of tackles on the team
awesome.
With 26 tackles. And he's got 1 fumble recovery against none other than Detroit a couple of weeks ago away.
All right.
And so this week he had his 2 sacks against rookie QB Teddy Bridgewater, which I love to see. And, you know, bottom line is despite...
Giving that teddy bear a big hug.
Teddy bear, which is getting big man hugs.
Going to miss the
man crush man hugs.
Anaconda.
Squeeze.
So the bottom line is, you know, some people ragged on the defense a little bit for letting some more run yards than we're accustomed to go in the game. But despite 4 turnovers by the offense, the defense held Minnesota to 276 total yards, and they had to settle for 3 field goals inside the Bills' 40-yard line.
All right.
So give it up for the Buffalo Bills' defense, especially Marcell Dareus. Hashtag QB killer.
All right. Is that QB killer or killer?
It's killer.
Killer. Oh, flavor. All right, man. My nomination for this week. Now, I don't know. I feel a little insecure about this, but I also feel really good about it at the same time.
What
can you guys tell me who that is?
What do we got?
No? You're embarrassing me.
Rivers?
That's Frank. Oh, sorry. It expanded. You guys didn't see that. I accidentally zoomed in. No, that's Frank Reich.
You had Rivers on it?
No, it was zoomed in. It was zoomed in. All right. Frank Reich, man. I don't know if the timing is really appropriate. I maybe should have waited, but I just had it stuck in my head this week. And I am nominating Frank Reich for wingman. Hashtag wingman. I'll tell you what. Number 2. The number 2, Frank Reich. All right, we all remember. He was Kelly's backup for years upon years, leading the team to that huge comeback over the Oilers.
The comeback.
The comeback
is the appropriate
the official
pronunciation.
So what was he for the Bills? He was a number two, right?
Number two.
And check it out. I guess I just, Frank, you and I, we kind of fell out of touch over the years. I wasn't really, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't know that Frank Reich was the offensive coordinator in San Diego.
Repping Buffalo.
And they're putting together a pretty nice season. Now, I know they just lost to Kansas City by 3 points. However, they're like 5-2. They're putting together a really nice run. And, hey, he's the wingman, offensive coordinator. He's number two again.
Straight out of Top Gun.
I tell you what, Frank Reich, if you ever go into politics, whoever is running for president, have him be your VP because you'll win because he's a great wingman. Winner. He's the number two.
He is a winner.
So, again, timing, I don't know if it was appropriate or not, but I just got stuck in my head. Frank Reich, hashtag wingman.
Wingman.
Goose. All right, guys. Make sure you get out there, vote for your favorite man crush moment. We'll let you know who wins. Get at us at Facebook, at Twitter. We'll post this audio. We'll post the pictures. Let us know who the winner of the man crush moment of the week is.
Man crush.